Support for Tech News Briefing comes from Optum. For those who won't rest until the world is healthier, neither will Optum. At Optum, they're tackling the biggest challenges in healthcare by providing innovative, data-driven solutions that help improve outcomes for patients, providers, and everything in between. Optum, how well gets done. Learn more at Optum.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Last week, we talked about the $240,430 median annual compensation at Facebook. This week, we discussed the Amazon.com workers' median annual salary of $28,446. It is quite a difference. Yes, a look at the typical Amazon worker. But first, these tech headlines. China is looking to close the tech gap with the U.S. Its President Xi Jinping has outlined an updated vision for China's future as an internet and tech power. For starters, he has pledged more state support for sectors caught in the crosshairs of a trade fight with the U.S. and has called for more extensive national efforts to achieve breakthroughs in core technologies like semiconductors, an area where China lags behind the U.S. A corporate anti-hacker group gains strength. An international cyber intelligence sharing alliance, which claims to have slowed the spread of WannaCry and other attacks, has doubled its membership over the past year. The group is called the Cyber Threat Alliance, and WSJ's CIO Journal cites an FT report that says members include Symantec, Palo Alto Networks, as well as 11 new members that have signed up in the past year. And as you may have suspected, Google, not Facebook, has more of your data. Following Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's visit to Washington, D.C. to talk about the company's data practices, could Google be next? WSJ tech columnist Christopher Mims says Alphabet's Google is a far bigger threat by many measures. The volume of information it gathers, the reach of its tracking, and the time people spend on its apps and sites. Read more at WSJ.com. Coming up, a look at the stark difference between the Amazon worker and its Silicon Valley tech peers like Facebook, Apple, and Google. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. More than 330 large public companies have disclosed median annual pay figures for the first time this year, a requirement of the post-financial crisis Dodd-Frank law. So when Amazon disclosed its workers' median annual salary of $28,446 last week, the predominantly blue-collar nature of its workforce became very clear. Let's talk about it. Joining us now from Washington is one of the reporters on this story, The Wall Street Journal's Teo Francis. Hi, Teo.
Hi, good to be here.
Amazon is often compared to Silicon Valley tech peers like Facebook, Apple, and Google. But this new journal piece notes a vast logistical apparatus that sets it apart from its competitors.
That's right. The thing about Amazon is that they are delivering real things to real people in many places around the country and around the world. And so unlike Facebook and Twitter and a lot of the other sort of digital companies that you think about, they're not just sending stuff over pipes to a computer. They actually have to get your toilet paper and your computers and whatever else
right
to your house. And that takes trucks, that takes warehouses, that takes people in warehouses walking around, pulling things off shelves and putting them in boxes.
One researcher that was noted in this story likened Amazon to the child produced, between a child produced by Google, UPS, and Walmart. And that's kind of perfect. So more to that, the journal also writes that in a lot of ways, Amazon's workforce resembles that of major retailers.
That's right. Amazon pays its employees, at least by this new measure that we have, very much like other retail employees do. Your typical Amazon worker makes about $28,000 a year. That's much more like a Home Depot than it is like Facebook. Facebook, the number is closer to $240,000 a year.
You mentioned warehouse jobs, but, you know, what other kinds of jobs are included in Amazon's regular day-to-day big picture? I mean, it entails a lot. It's a huge company.
Well, so the median, of course, tells you the midpoint. So half of Amazon's workers make less, half make more.
Right.
A a lot of the people in that more category probably do include a lot of programmers and, you know, software engineers, systems administrators, and people who keep the digital side of Amazon up and running and keep the website going, all of that. At the same time, there are those people who walk the hallways and in the warehouses and put stuff in boxes, operate forklifts, you know, who knows what all. Some of it's automated. A lot of it still isn't. So in that sense, Amazon operates much more like a warehouse company or a delivery company and certainly pays its employees that way.
How does Amazon's median pay compared outside of the tech world? Because, you know, the big story last week was how much median annual salary for Facebook was substantially higher. We talk about, you know, Walmart and UPS. How does it compare when you look at the retail and transportation industries?
Well, so retail is a strange animal because a lot of people in retail work part-time or they work seasonally. And so their annual pay doesn't get adjusted for that in these calculations. And so you will see a lot of retailers with median pay numbers below $10,000 a year. Now, again, that's because a lot of their employees are part-timers. A lot of their employees are seasonal workers. So Amazon is definitely above there at $28,000. There are other retailers that are more in the $20,000 to $25,000 range. Home Depot, for example, is at about $21,000. At the same time, you have other companies in that range. You have Hershey, the chocolate company, is right around where Amazon is. You also have, as I said, Home Depot. By contrast, the warehouse companies and the transportation companies tend to be a little higher, especially where you have a large number of unionized workers, like in at railroads and airlines. UPS, the median pay is about $53,000, significantly higher than Amazon's. So you really get a wide range there. Amazon definitely looks, at least in terms of its median pay, more like a retailer than like a transportation company or a tech company.
It's an interesting look at the whole playing field. I'm just curious, as we know, U.S. cities have been vying for the chance to host Amazon's next HQ. Anything new we're learning about what kind of jobs or salaries we can expect looking ahead to the new headquarters?
Well, certainly the localities that are vying for that new HQ2 structure that Amazon is looking to create, they're hoping for higher paying jobs than this. They're expecting jobs, you know, that pay more around $100,000 a year, not $28,000. Of course, it remains to be seen exactly what Amazon does, but they certainly say that that's more of a white collar kind of facility, and so you can expect higher pay. Certainly the logistics and sorting and distribution facilities that Amazon often touts and city leaders often tout when they open up in cities across the country, those are more like these warehouse salaries that we're seeing reflected in that medium.
Teo Ferencz, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.